If you drive through the streets of Damascus, as we've had today, there's no real sense of a country at war or at conflict. No security points, no checkpoints, no sign of major military movement, certainly in the capital city. But the very fact we are here, the first foreign journalist to be allowed visas in 3 or 4 months now to actually come in after a long and very strict ban on foreign journalists, suggests that the government is concerned that its message isn't getting out, that the rest of the world misunderstands what they're doing, that they feel they're getting a bad press from the rest of the world, and if anything, that the propaganda machine of the opposition, the protest movement, the dissidents in this country, the videos they're putting out of the military repression is winning the hearts and minds at the moment, and they obviously want to rectify that. So we're hoping to better speak to people from the Assad government in the next few days to bring you a picture of what their thinking is and how they're going to try and tackle this problem. Because if Assad was to fall here, the feeling within the region is that it could bring terrible instability. And most people still don't want that, despite the protest movement in this country.